Hi, I'm Samantha.
And I'm Julie.
And this is Stick to Tape.
Episode number 52. Rust in peace, dog.
Is it 52?
I think. Yeah, it's 52.
Okay.
Well, oh, Samantha can't remember what podcast it is.
That's, yeah. All right.
We're together. In person, so you know it's gonna be one of those episodes. Like, straight up.
Straight up.
Straight up, dog.
Stop! Oh my god, okay.
We went to a hockey game last night.
That's why we're together.
Mike Babcock owes me money.
He owes me money. You know who doesn't owe me money? Mike Sullivan, because that was a great game.
No, Mike Sullivan owes me, like, a pat on the back and a kiss on the forehead.
Mike Sullivan managed to eke out, like, an extra 2 minutes before he called a challenge.
I think it was, like, an extra minute and, like, 10 seconds. Someone said it was like a minute 45.
I saw someone say it was like 2:37.
Oh my god, who knows?
Anyway, we just like went right in. All right, so
it's fine.
We saw the Toronto Maple Leafs at the Pittsburgh Penguins last night.
It was the best day of my life.
It was a truly incredible day.
Like, I loved everything about yesterday.
We got really good brunch.
Mm-hmm.
Did some day drinking.
Oh, with Leafs fans. So fun. We got the, like, Penguins jersey giveaway tote for Hockey Fights Cancer Night.
And I just want to say that both of us brought a Penguins jersey and a Leafs jersey in the car to Pittsburgh. And we were both like, I don't know which one we're going to wear. I don't know which one we're going to wear. We were on the side where the Leafs come out for warm-ups. And we had our Zach Hyman is the cutest boy in the world sign. And so I was like, maybe we should wear the Leafs jerseys because we're on that side. And we have a Leafs sign. And like, a minute into the game, we were both like, no, I want the Penguins to win. Why are we wearing these jerseys? What is our problem?
It was like the first time, because we were in the Penguin shoot twice. So like the first time they came into our end, we're like, oh! And they're like, oh, we wore the wrong jerseys. Of course, like, I also, like, Samantha was wearing, like, her, well, she wasn't then, but, like, you had her Penguins hat.
Yeah, I bought a Penguins hat.
Well, we both bought Penguins hats, but, like, she bought a Penguins hat, and then she brought a Penguins hat. She had her Penguins scarf on. I was wearing my Penguins jean jacket because I was cold. Actually, I thought I was going to be cold, but I was actually on fire because I was wearing 37 layers. Like, but of course, those 37 layers, two of those things were Penguins things.
Yeah.
I wore my Phil Kessel for President shirt and my brand new corporate Penguins sweatshirt that I love so much. It was funny. I left the house and I was like wearing my corporate Penguin sweatshirt and I had my jean jacket on and I had my hat on and I was like, hey mom, I was like, do you think I like the Pittsburgh Penguins? And like I did a turn. It was very funny.
She's very funny.
I'm so humble too.
She's told me this a lot, how funny she is.
I told her, oh my god, I did it last night too. So, Samantha and I have traditions when we go to Pittsburgh, and the thing that we always do is go to the Super Bowl, which is a little restaurant. I'm sure we've talked about it.
S-O-U-P Super Bowl.
Yeah. Like, and we always go there, and if we get there early, we have fries, and if we don't get there early, we just have a drink. So, last night, and it's always, like, a mix of fans, because, like,
It's right across the street from PPG.
Yeah, it's right across from PPG. So, like, there are all these guys, like, we're just trying to slide up to the bar, and I slide in next to all these Leaf fans, right? And we end up, like, staying there for, like, an hour and just, like, talk, well, 45 minutes, like,
yeah,
just talking to these Leafs fans, because what else were we going to do? And they're like, oh, you're wearing the right jersey, and I'm just like, joke's on you.
Joke's on you.
Like, But it was, I said, I made some dumb pun, and I was like, I'm so funny right in front of all these people. They were fun.
They were fun, but the guy that we were talking to the most did not know that Zach Hyman was a children's book author.
So I asked about 37 other people in the bar, and they're like, yeah, everybody knows that.
Yeah, did you not know that? Like...
I thought he was joshing me at one point. I was like, are you joshing me? Like, you know that, right? And he's like, no, I genuinely...
Why would I know that?
Why wouldn't you know that?
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, my favorite Leafs fan that we met last night was the other guy in a Hyman jersey. Down by the glass.
Yes, he was so excited. And apparently he, he got to meet?
Yeah, he said that they went to Arizona and he has Hyman jersey on and he met one of Zach's cousins.
Oh, yeah.
In Arizona. And so they were like so stoked that he was wearing a Hyman jersey. They're like, hey, we'll get you in to meet him. And so they met like a bunch of Leafs players and Zach. And I'm like, dream.
Right?
Mm. It was so fun. There was a huge... Before they got destroyed, there was a huge, huge Go Leafs Go chant in PPG last night. There were so many Leafs fans.
There were a lot of Leafs fans, and I think, like, right after the chant, they took a penalty. The Leafs took a penalty.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, yeah.
And we got a fucking power play goal.
With 8 seconds left.
Also, I just, Julie brought her Gino jersey and left it in the car, and I brought my Jared McCann jersey and left it in the car, and they both scored.
Yeah. Well, it's funny, because before we left the house, I was trying to get my Gino jersey out of the closet, and I have all my jerseys, like, I have each team grouped together, if they're hanging up, yeah, otherwise, yeah. So, like, I was trying to pull out my Gino jersey, and I pulled my Phil one out first, and I was like, no, that's not it. And so I put it back, and then I tried to pull the Gino jersey out, and I pulled the Sid jersey out, and I was like, oh, God, is this a sign? It was, but it was a good sign.
It was a sign that we should be wearing.
Yeah. So, it was so goofy, but, I was trying to figure out, it was so funny. So, we were talking about how many Leaf fans were there. Like, the guys we talked to in the bar, they were like, it was cheaper for us to drive down here, get a ticket and an Airbnb than it would have been for us to go see a game in Toronto.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's wild. It's wild to me.
Yeah, we've seen a game in Toronto, but, like, it was...
We couldn't sit together.
We couldn't sit together, but it was a fun experience, but, like, it was for sure, like... one time only thing until we get independently rich.
Yeah. So tell all your friends to listen to our podcast so we can get podcast rich.
Yeah. So then we can use our podcast earnings to go to a Leafs game.
Yeah. Duh.
We'll tell you all about it. It'll be fun for you.
Yeah. You can live vicariously through us in our fun friendship times. I don't even. Yesterday was so, it was just so much fun.
Yesterday
I was just like, I don't even know where to start.
So much fun. The game was so good. Like, I understand that the Leafs are bad. They are 9-9-4?
Yeah.
9-9-4, which means no, they have not hit double digit wins yet. And honestly, watching that game as a Leafs fan, my number one takeaway was, you know, fire Mike Babcock.
Oh, my God. Somebody said that there was a fire Mike Babcock chant in the crowd, but I did not hear that.
I didn't hear it either. My number one takeaway of the game as a Pens fan is that was a full 60 minutes, an all-around game. Everybody was playing.
Yeah, they
Everybody
never backed off.
Even when they were up, like, there was a minute left in the game. Both fourth lines were on the ice. They were in the Penguins' offensive zone, and, like, they were still pressuring. It was 6-1, so they're up 5, but they're still pressuring. They're trying to get extra point conversion on the touchdown or whatever, mm-hmm. and the chili goal. And I was just like, I was so overwhelmed. I was like, this is so good for them. This is such a good game for them, an all around game. They're actually playing, they're actually doing it. And they got rewarded for it.
Yeah.
And Julie was like, why is the fourth line on the ice? And she's talking about the Maple Leafs. I was really excited because I was like, oh, the fourth line is on the ice. You know what that is? That's depth, you know, for the Penguins. And she was like, why is the fourth line on the ice? He's not even trying to get an extra goal. Like,
yeah.
Like, it doesn't make sense. Why wouldn't you try to, like, staunch the bleeding a tiny bit and get another goal? And, like,
at least try.
Like, he didn't have Matthews and Nylander out there until, like, 30 seconds left, and it's so, and almost immediately they were in their offensive zone. So, like, his coaching decisions don't make sense to me or to anyone, I think. And I think Kyle needs to do something.
Oh, yeah. Kyle Dubas do something challenge. I feel the worst for Casimir Kaskiswell.
Yeah.
Because he did not deserve that. Like, that's, like, his team didn't get up and play for him.
They did not play in,
like,
front of
him. Like, that's his NHL debut. You know you are garbage on back-to-backs. Why don't you try, like, I don't know.
Like, the Leafs have said, they have acknowledged that they played like garbage in front of Michael Hutchinson, who played so badly that he got sent down, or who got shelled so badly that he got sent down. And so they pulled up this kid, and they're not playing in front of him either.
Yeah.
Like,
and they did that to him in front of his family.
In front of his family. And, like, not all of those goals were on him.
Yeah.
Like, there was a really dumb turnover by the Leafs on their power play that led to Brian Rust getting a shorthanded goal. But as a Penguins fan.
Yeah, that was dope.
That was incredible. That is our fourth shorthanded goal on this season. Last year, it took us until mid-December to get our first shorthanded goal. We've only given up one shorthanded goal against thus far, which last season, I think we were already up into like four or five
at this point. Yeah, they were bad on the power play last year.
They're not great on the power play this year, but they did get a power play goal and a PK goal.
Yeah, but, I mean, I don't want to be giving up shorties all the time like we were last year. But I feel like
we're not giving up shorties anymore. And I did see that, and I think a lot of that is because they were putting two defensemen on the PK, or on the power play. And it looks like since the power play has went through that such an almost franchise record drought, Mike has started putting just one defenseman on the power play now.
Well, and since Letang's out, it makes sense that they're
not. Yeah, they don't, like, have two. They don't have, like, four strong defensemen that you want to play.
Something that I could have screamed about last night was every time I saw Jack Johnson on the ice against Austin Matthews. I was like, please don't do this. That's bad.
Yeah, that's not great.
It's going to be a no from me, dog.
Stop. That's not great. I don't, unfortunately, they have been playing well enough that, like, I don't think that they're, I think Jim Rutherford has said more than once that he is, okay with this team as it is right now.
He would, though. He's always super proud of himself. He loves to jerk himself off.
Yeah. So I don't think, Johnson's on the chopping block anymore, unfortunately. But I don't know, man.
Whatever.
Whatever. The only Leafs goal was scored by our dad, Jason Spezza.
And we literally yelled, "Our dad, Jason Spezza." Like, that's my dad.
That's my dad.
And it's funny because our friend Elle, a friend of the podcast, Elle, I guess.
Yeah.
We are the podcast. Yeah. You know, friend of the podcast. She sent me a Twitter message, and she was like, "That's my dad." And I'm like, we said the same thing. Oh, so it was funny that we were all like, "My dad." Here's what I want to know.
Yeah.
Well, also, I said this earlier, Mike Babcock owes me money.
Yeah.
But he really owes money. Well, he doesn't owe money to those Leafs fans beside us that left at the end of the second and didn't come back.
Yeah. I'm what? Like, this is the comeback season. There have... as of Thursday, we had 44 days of hockey, and 42 of those days included at least one comeback win. And there have been three multi-goal, like four-goal tying goals in the third period comeback wins this year so far. The game is never over. And I made a joke with like 3 minutes left that this is it. This is when the Leafs come back and send it to OT. But
it was done. They
weren't playing.
Austin was invisible. I didn't see him all night.
No, I didn't either.
Like, I didn't see any. The only Leaf I ever actually saw was, like, Zach Hyman. I saw Hyman and I think...
Devil works hard, Zach Hyman works harder.
Yeah. Who was it? There was another one I saw a lot.
Hyman was out the whole night.
Yeah. I saw Tavares a couple of times. Mm-hmm. But, like, mm-hmm. It just, like, Austin was Willie. I saw Willie, but, like, I just felt like Austin was invisible. Like, they just didn't play.
You know who had the best night of the Nylander brothers last night? Alex Nylander. He had two goals and an 8-2 win against the Nashville Predators.
You know who else got two goals last night?
Dominic Cahoon.
It was a big night for Doms.
Dominic Cahoon. Got two goals and an assist.
First star of the game.
It was the first time he had been named a star of the game.
I think so, yeah.
Because he was like, yeah, I was comfortable with it because I saw the two guys go out before me and I saw what they did. And then he got to talk to Dan at the end of the game. It was very cute. He's a good Czech boy.
And he got the firefighter helmet. So, big night for Dom Cahoon.
Big night for Dom Cahoon. I'm very proud of him.
It made me think, that just reminded me of when they were on the, when Rusty got the shorty, and like, in the box, there's a video of Dom Cahoon just, or not Dom Cahoon, Dom Simone just like nodding.
I didn't see that.
It's super cute, because he knew, he almost messed up, but, you know.
The Leafs power play is much better than the Penguins, so.
Yeah, the Leafs were really bad last night. The Leafs were real bad.
Like, you know, pre-Austin Matthews Leafs.
Well, but it was really fun.
It was really fun because we were there as Pens fans.
My other favorite thing that we did was that we were all down by the glass, like, during warm-ups, and it was the end of the Stars game in Edmonton. And so, like, at some point, Elle just goes, Tyler Seguin just scored. It's tied. So we have, like, a tie game in Edmonton. And, like, we're not watching. We're just, like,
Twitter watching,
basically, or watching through updates. And at some point, like, I'm like, oh my God, Jamie Benn scored the OT winner. Oh my God. He needed that so bad. And there are all these gorgeous pictures of him, like.
He was so relieved.
And he's
They were so,
so great.
Excited. And they're 10-1-1 in their last, 12? And they're doing good.
Yeah. They have, like, points in a lot of their last games. Like, they're...
Yeah, they have a 12-point game streak.
That's ridiculous. Those are the Dallas Stars. My Dallas Stars in this economy? I love them. And it was fun. It was so much fun because we watched the first period of that game at our friend Elle's apartment. And, like, it was just fun because it was, like, three of us just screaming at
yelling
the TV.
Yelling at the TV.
We were just screaming. And it was so fun. Why
do you have these people out against Connor fucking McDavid?
Oh my God.
Connor McDavid, who scored two hat tricks this week,
was out on the ice with being defended by Roman Polak and Andre Sekera. Which directly led to a goal.
Yeah, like, because it's Connor McDavid.
Andre.
That's like putting Jack Johnson out against Connor McDavid.
or oh, apparently, I've just been informed, Cody Ceci is hot.
This is true.
I didn't know, but I know now.
He's so, also hotter in person.
Yeah. Well, someone that hot shouldn't be allowed to be that bad at hockey.
Someone that hot shouldn't be that bad at hockey. You know who's hot and apparently good at hockey? Brandon Tanev.
Oh, yeah. Oh, whew. Yeah. Yeah. My guy comes out on the ice for warm-ups without a helmet.
Without a helmet. He knows what people want to see. He knows why Jim signed him. He knows.
Because he's hot.
Handsome. It's handsome.
Gotta up the handsomeness factor. It's true.
Joseph Blandisi got called up. He is also very cute.
Oh my god. If you go, was it the Penguins account that tweeted that, or was it like NHL GIFs? I can't remember, but somebody tweeted it and they were coming to hug Tristan Jarry.
It's NHL GIFs.
And who was it?
Marcus Patterson was hugging Tristan Jarry, and Joseph Blandisi gets in there and like goes under their arms to try to like force get in his way into the hug.
It's very cute.
It's very cute.
And speaking of cute goalie things, a lot of the Leafs came out and gave Kaski Suo some like helmet taps, which he fucking deserved because they just decided to die in front of him.
They all owe him $500 like, American dollars.
He shouldn't buy a meal for the rest of his life. They let Malkin just dance right straight into the zone and just wipe the floor with him.
And it's his first NHL game. Gino has decided to be fire.
I will be fire.
Oh my god, we didn't. That happened this week.
I know.
In New Jersey, they were talking to Gino, and fire alarm went off, and he goes, "It's fire. We need run." and then he goes, "No, I need to be fire. I will be fire."
Guess what?
He's fire.
He tried to eat the Leafs lunch. He was on one.
He was hulking. He was big. He's on that line with...
It was Gensel, Malkin, and Rust.
Gensel, Malkin, and Rust, yeah. And they got two goals?
Rust's was a shorthanded, so Malkin wouldn't have been out.
But didn't Jake get a goal?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, they got two goals.
Yeah.
And then Rust got a goal on the PK. So, that whole line got a goal. You know, a lot of
goals happened last night.
Goals happened. It was a 6-1 game. It was a 6-1 game. Only Dom got two goals. Oh my god. Gino had a 3-point night, didn't he?
He had
a goal and two assists, yeah.
No, I think he just had a golden assist.
Oh.
Cahoon was the only 3-point game.
Okay.
There was hashtag controversy in this game.
Oh, yeah. There was a hashtag controversy in this game.
I don't even remember what
goal
it was.
It was Dom Cahoon's second goal. And a Leaf threw...
It was Muzzin.
Muzzin, yeah. Tripped Brandon Tanev into Kaskaswo. And... there was literally nothing that Tanev could have done.
He literally got tripped at all. He was tripped.
He was tripped, and so he ran into Kaskiswell, and they were, out of the net, and Dom Cahoon had the puck and shot it into the open net. They called it a no-goal on the ice because of goaltender interference, and if you call it a goal or a no goal because of goaltender interference, you can challenge that as a coach's challenge.
Yeah.
Mike Sullivan talked to the refs for, I saw something that said it was 2:37.
Yeah.
You're only supposed to get 37 seconds before you challenge it. But he was having a conversation with the refs about it.
He was yelling at them.
And he was having this really intense conversation the whole time. Sasha, that's okay. I live in where I'm from. We have a town that's spelled exactly the same way. It's called Soche. So,
honestly, I don't know, but I think I've heard Sasha before.
Okay, so our video coach, he's checking the entire time. He's probably in Mike's ear, being like, stall, stall, stall.
Well, he was talking to Mark Recchi because Mark Recchi had his wristwatch. Like, it looked like he was, like, a spy.
And then they were like, yeah, no, it's definitely goaltender interference. You should definitely, we'll get it back.
Yeah.
Because if you, because the new rule is that if you have a coach's challenge and you lose a coach's challenge, you get a 2-minute penalty.
Yeah.
And the second one, you get a 4-minute penalty. And Jim Montgomery found that out not that long ago. it was the Avs, wasn't it? They found out against the
Stars. Yeah, it was Jared Bednar.
Yeah, Jared Bednar found that out against the Stars. So Mike took his time, managed to get a bunch of time for them to be like, yeah, no, it's definitive. We're definitely going to win this. And then they did. They won the coaches challenge. They called it a goal. They reversed the no goal on the ice decision. And it was definitely goaltender interference. It was definitely goaltender. I agree with the call. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, that it wasn't goaltender interference.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't intentional.
It wasn't like goaltender interference. So if you want to just sneak in to talk about how much refs suck. Or how the rules are fucking weird.
The rules are fucking weird.
So, if you want to talk about how the rules are fucking weird, if you watched the Avalanche game last night.
Av against Vancouver.
Yeah, the Avs Vancouver game. Like, Elias Pettersson, I think it was Pettersson, like, shot a puck straight into Matt Calvert's face real fucking hard. And as soon as it happened, Calvert dropped to the ice and Pettersson tried to stop, like, get the play stopped.
Yeah.
And the refs wouldn't call it. And I watched a replay, like, Pettersson stopped, he tried to get them to call, like, to call it, and they didn't do it, and I literally watched an Avalanche skate right by the puck, he could have touched it. If he had touched it, it would have been, it would have been called dead, because they have to get control of the puck in that situation, because we found this out with Zach Werenski and Ben Bishop last year.
Both in the playoffs.
Well, not Werenski wasn't last year. It was a couple of years ago.
It was 2016.
Phil Kessel shot the puck. It traveled up. Werenski's stick hit him in the face, and he went down, and the Pens scored. And then last year, they hit Ben Bishop, like, straight in, like, the solar plexus, and he went down.
And he was down.
He was down, and
the rule needs to be changed 100%.
Agreed.
It especially needs to be changed in... like, a goalie.
Goalie's case, yeah. That's ridiculous. Like, that's... his whole job is to do that, like...
Yeah, he can't if he's fucking down.
Yeah.
I think if the goalie goes down, and it is intentional...
If he's writhing, like...
Like, it's not... It's not like play. He, like, acted like a baby or, like... Even if a goalie, like, dives... And you call the play dead, then you give him an embellishment penalty, and the other team gets a power play. Like, it doesn't, that should always, anyway, that goal, that rule should definitely be changed.
I agree.
But, yeah, the Vancouver scored
a
goal on the ensuing, and then they managed to send it to OT.
And Nathan MacKinnon won 27 seconds in, because he was mad.
Yeah, he was mad.
Which is fair. I mean, I get it. Like, I would be mad, too. It's just, because it definitely sucks to be on the receiving end of that. And also, it's rules to be on the other end, because I've been both.
Yeah.
It does suck, though. I think that rule needs to be changed, especially if you see blood.
Yeah, especially if there's
blood. If there's a guy bleeding, too. Like, you need to maybe call it, bro. Like, come on. But, yeah, so refs are bad.
Refs are bad. They're bad at their jobs.
They really are. Like,
I understand it's hard, but they're bad at their jobs.
Yeah, that's why I think we should have women refs, because I bet they would be good at it.
Yeah, because you know what? Women are much better multitaskers.
And they pay attention to detail.
They pay attention to detail. So and dudes don't.
More free ideas, Gary. Just kidding. You have to pay me. You owe me money.
Yeah.
Gary Bettman owes me money.
Yeah.
That's... Mike Babcock owes me money.
Mike Babcock owes a lot of people money.
He owes me some money, and he owes me a dinner, and tickets. He just owes me.
Mike Babcock get fired challenge. He's working on it.
Oh my god. Yeah, it was a little funny, because I wonder, like, somebody was like, did the Leafs throw this game to get Babcock fired? I don't think so. I just think they're bad on back-to-backs, which we know.
Yeah, but, okay, so they're bad on back-to-backs, but also it was the second night of a back-to-back with travel for both teams, so that's not a good excuse. And they were both playing their backup goalies. Like, that's not a good excuse. Tristan Jarry, by the way, was incredible, was very good.
He was good.
He let one in, so he didn't get a shutout. Yeah. But it was Jason Spezza, so it's okay.
Yeah, it's fine. And it happened right in front of us, which was great.
It did happen right in front of us. It was good. Also, the Gino goal happened right in front of us.
Yeah, dog. I love Evgeny Malkin so much.
I love watching his dumb, long, lean body skate on the ice.
Me too.
It's so good.
Speaking of skates and Evgeny Malkin, there was a picture tweeted this morning.
He brought his skates to be sharpened, and he brought Nikita's skates, too.
And they're the tiniest little Bauer skates. They're so cute.
The Penguins equipment team continues to be amazing.
Yes.
Very cute.
Thank you for serving me very cute content.
There were 15 games last night, by the way.
That's every team in the league except Columbus versus playing.
Columbus played. This schedule is so fucked. This is the first of two 15 game days in the season. The second 15 game day is the last day of the regular season, which means all of us will be watching like as many games as possible that day because you know there's going to be like two or three playoff series at least on the line.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God.
Can't wait to see what my Ottawa Senators do.
My Detroit Red Wings. The Detroit Red Wings are on a five-game point streak.
Ottawa's not the worst team in the league.
Neither is Detroit.
Is it the Kings?
I think so.
They deserve it.
They do deserve it. Where's my app? We both went to our phones.
Where's our app? Standings.
Yeah, mine's not loading. It's up to you.
It's up to me. League.
What time is that?
And, oh no, the Minnesota Wild are the worst team in the league.
Good.
Yeah, oh, the Kings won yesterday against VGK.
They sure did.
Oof. Do you want to know the bottom? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yes.
Columbus, Ottawa, Los Angeles, Detroit, and Minnesota. Yeah. Columbus is just as bad as everybody thought they'd be.
Yeah. What the
Tampa Bay is 23rd in the league.
Tampa Bay is bad. Tampa Bay is not in a playoff spot.
Listen, as someone who hates them,
I think they're just barely over 500.
New Tampa?
Yeah.
They're 3 over.
Oh, okay.
They're 9-6-2. So. Right? Yeah, because, like,
they're 1 over.
No, but NHL 500, though.
I know, but
yeah,
they've only won one more game than they've lost.
Yes. But they got points out of that, so. Leave me be. I don't. Whatever. It's fine. It's above. Oh, they must have won in two. Oh, no. I don't know. I don't care. The Washington Capitals and the New York Islanders are the top two teams in the league.
I don't like it.
Followed by Boston. They're St. Louis?
Yeah, I don't like it. The Caps and the Isles are both on point streaks. Oh, my God. We play the Isles next. Fuck my life.
Pittsburgh are plus 17 in goal differential.
Yeah, because every time they, like, win a game, they win it by, like, 5 goddamn points.
Detroit Red Wings are minus 31.
Yeah, because every time they lose a game, they lose by, like, 5 goddamn points.
It's great. I'm having fun looking at this.
Remember, the Pittsburgh Penguins had 3 games.
Philadelphia is in a wild card spot.
I know. At least they're no longer above the Penguins.
Yeah.
The Pittsburgh Penguins had 3 games in the first 6 games of the season that they won with 7 goals. Like, they scored 7 goals in 3 of the first 6 games of the season. They put up a buffer.
Yeah. Well, there's that at least. Some stuff happened this week, but we were, like, too excited to be together to tell you all those stories, but we don't really have good notes. I can tell you, Nick Foligno got suspended for 3 games.
Yeah.
Don Cherry got fired.
Don Cherry got fired. Fuck that racist asshole. I saw somebody last night, some little asshole teenager kid in a Maple Leafs jersey had a sign that said, "We heart Don Cherry," and he spelled Cherry with an I.
Oh, yeah.
And you know he's a little bully.
Truly.
But yeah, Don Cherry got fired, and at this point, because he got fired this week, and we are announcing it now, and now we don't ever have to speak about him
ever again. Excellent. You're right. Jim Rutherford got inducted to the Hockey Hall of Fame this week.
Jim Rutherford got inducted to the Hockey Hall of Fame. As did Haley Wickenheiser.
Mm-hmm.
Sergei Zubov, Guy Carboneau, and one more. I don't know.
No clue. Not a clue. I don't know.
No clue. I mean, there are two, like, Haley Wickenheiser, obviously I'm going to remember. I'm going to remember Wicks. Jim Rutherford from our team, and then the Stars were tweeting about Sergei Zubov and Guy Carboneau. So, and then I don't know who the fifth guy was. It was another long name. I think it was a builder. Like, I don't know.
Congratulations, fam.
Congratulations to all of them.
Yeah.
I can do some stats.
Go for it. Let's have some stats.
There were a bunch of, like, really high-scoring games, but not a lot of, like, last night there was a 7-2 game and the 6-1 game, and neither one of them hit 10 goals, which is just, who cares? But this week there was a 10-goal game between the Hurricanes and the Senators. The Hurricanes beat the Senators 8-2.
Yeah, I know, I got every single notification for that.
And then, the Lightning played the Rangers, and before the Rangers had scored a shot on goal, the Lightning had scored 4 goals, and they ended up winning that game 9-3. So, it's been a little, there's been a lot going on. There were only 2 shutouts. Baby Avs goalie Adam Werner shut out the Jets 4-0. Because I think all of their goalies are injured. Both of their goalies are injured. And I think they went into the season with only 3 of them on NHL contracts. So they've had to scramble a little bit. And then last night in our 15-game slate, Darcy Kuemper of the Coyotes got his second
shutout.
Yeah, his second shutout. It is also his second in 2 weeks. He shut out the Flames 3-0. He also suplexed Matt Tkachuk to the ice.
that's a Darcy Kuemper hat trick.
A win, a shutout, and a suplex. Mm-hmm. Because I think because Matt Tkachuk hit, like, Jason Demers, and then Darcy Kuemper was like, "Fuck you." and then there was a big fight in front of Darcy Kemper's net, and David Rittich, who wants a goalie fight so bad because all goalies want 2 things, a goal and a fight, he crossed the red line to make it into the scrum. And that is a no-no. If you are going to goalie fight, you both have to meet in the middle. So he did get a penalty out of that, but I think Darcy Kuemper got 4.
Yeah.
Or 4 minutes, as opposed to Riddick's 2. So that was... Yesterday was ridiculous. There were also... One, two, three, four. There were five hat tricks this week and two yesterday. And two hat tricks this week were both Connor McDavid. On Sunday, during their mom's trip, he scored a hat trick, the fifth hat trick of his career. And then on Thursday against the Avs, he scored a hat trick, and he also had an assist on all three other Oilers goals. It was his first career 6-point game. And so that was his sixth career hat trick. I saw his first hat trick in person, and I like to bring it up every time. It was also John Klingberg knocked in that first goal. So he technically had two goals. JG Peugeot of the Senators had a hat trick on Wednesday. And then last night, Jack Eichel of the Sabres had a dick trick. And the final score was Jack Eichel 4, Senators 2. And Derek Grant of the Ducks got his first career hat trick against the Blues, won that 4-1. We are now up to 20 hat tricks on this season, which we're like 2 days behind the last two seasons. 2 days and like one hat trick behind the last two seasons, because it's been in my time hop. I've been keeping track. But we do have 4 dick tricks this year, and last year we only had 4 total through the whole season.
Heck yeah, dog.
So that is pretty exciting.
I just dunked on somebody on Twitter. So Steve Dangle was like, LFR questions, and I says, this is what I said exactly. I said, does Mike Babcock personally owe me money for my time spent watching this game? And some guy replied, yes, but the Leafs have no cap space to pay you. I'm not asking the Leafs to pay me. Mike Babcock owes me money.
The highest paid coach in the league. So he can afford it.
Guess what?
What?
I went to Cap Friendly, screenshotted his Cap Friendly page that says he has a $50 million contract with the Leafs. And I posted it. And so I said he personally owes me money. He can afford it. So, you know, like, buddy, like I told, like I said personally, like, what part of that can you not read? I'm sorry, I'm so sick, and I'm sorry that you have to hear me cough.
I know, but I'm real sorry, bud.
Oh, you're apologizing. I was apologizing to them, not you.
I'm apologizing because you're sick.
Yeah, it sucks.
And I like you as a person sometimes.
Gross.
Oh my god, there were six first goals this week. Eric Robinson of the Columbus Blue Jackets against the Habs in a 3-2 shootout win for the Habs. Mm. Justin Dowling of the Dallas Stars in front of his entire family.
His mom was getting a beer, though.
His mom...
She wasn't out of her seat. They were bringing it to her.
Yeah, so she was distracted. It was probably one of those guys that, like, walks around yelling about all his cold beer. And she's...
Someone said she missed the second one the next night, too. She went to the kitchen also to get a beer.
Yeah.
And missed it the second time, but she had it on DVR, so it's fine.
But also, it's not like Bonnie Marner, who missed Mitch's first goal, which was also in his hometown goal, but it was at Toronto, because she was in the bathroom.
So funny.
It's so funny when moms miss the goal even though they're there. I think it's really cute. Vladislav Gavrikov, also of the Columbus Blue Jackets, against the Blues in a 3-2 OT win for the Jackets. Carson Soucy of the Minnesota Wild.
Former best name in hockey.
Former best name in hockey.
Yeah.
In a 4-3 Hurricanes OT win. Jesus, nobody who scores a goal wins a game, apparently. Except for
Justin Dowling.
Nikolai Prokhorkin, which should be a best name in hockey. That's a pretty good name.
It is pretty good.
Of the Kings in a 4-3 Kings against the Knights last night. And then Cale Fleury of the Montreal Canadiens against the Devils in a 4-3 Devils OT win. There were a lot of games last night.
Yeah, like 15.
All of my teams were playing, and it was a good night for me personally, except as a Leafs fan. But I wasn't expecting anything from the Leafs. I haven't been watching Leafs games because they're not as fun anymore, because it's not like the messy, we're going to score 5 goals and we may win, but we may die Leafs of, like, the first 2 years of these rookies' seasons, and now they're...
I don't know. I just think they're not buying into the system, and it's not working for them, and something needs to change, and Zach Hyman shouldn't be playing, like, way more minutes than Tavares and Matthews.
Yeah.
Like, I know he plays on the PK and, like,
and the power play and 5-on-5,
but I still think those guys need to be out there. They're your best players. Oh my god, hot take city, wait for it.
Oh god.
So two seats over, like, there were these two Leafs fans that were there, and then there was a guy in a Hornqvist jersey, and he was like, well, I just think you guys really made a bad deal signing Tavares. That's a bad deal. I would have went out and signed two defensemen. I'm like, why are you going to sign defensemen? You trade for him, bruh. Like, I was like, I don't necessarily think that Tavares is a bad signing. It's gonna be bad.
Yeah, it was very long.
It's long. It's gonna be bad one day, but he's still very good. Like,
and didn't he have a career high season last year?
He did. He propelled. It was just barely career high for him. Like, it was like 2 points, 2 or 4 points over. But he also boosted Marner's season by like 40 points.
Yeah.
So, like,
if you play those two together for a long time, because they're both signed for a billion years.
Are the Leafs bad because Mitch Marner is out?
No, because they were bad when he was playing.
Oh, okay. Well. Yeah, you're right. They're just bad.
They're not. It's not that they can't play. It's that they're being deployed weird, and it's not working.
It was funny. Elle said yesterday, if Mike Babcock could have a team full of Zach Hyman's and Roman Polak's, he would.
He would.
I would love that team.
They would be incredibly bad.
The devil works hard. Zach Hyman works harder.
Zach Hyman works harder, yeah, but he also needs somebody to pass the goddamn puck to.
True. Yeah, he'll pass it to himself, Zach Hyman. I'd watch it.
Yeah, but, okay, all right. That would be
more. Could you imagine if you had a team full of Sidney Crosbys? What could a team full of Sidney Crosbys do? Just like 23 87s.
My God,
87s also in goal.
His dream.
He'd win every award.
He would win every award. You know, because some of those 87s have to be young, so they could be a rookie and get.
The Calder
he will never get. I mean, he plays a full 200-foot game. He could do it.
I know.
He could do it. He's never gotten a Selkie, but I think that
he will.
I think
because I think
if he keeps going like he's doing, because he's been getting better defensive, like.
He's better defensively, and they play him on the PK every once in a while.
Yeah, I think he's
because that's what it is like, if you don't play on the PK, like, they're never going to give you the Selkie, but here's the T, sis. Like, he's very good defensively as well. I think he could play the PK.
Yeah.
But they're just like, I'm going to save him for everything else, because he's got to do everything else.
Yeah, because he's Sidney fucking Crosby.
My God, there were a bunch of signs last night. They were like, we came to see Sid, but...
There was one sign. It was really cute. It was on the Leafs side of warmups, and it was like, we came this many miles to see Sid score or something, and then they crossed out Sid and put Matthews.
Yeah, they didn't get what they wanted either way.
Oh boy.
I don't even know. Like, I really didn't. John Shaika got a long contract. I don't care.
I mean, you know, it was hockey. I was pretty much just, the Blackhawks are on a win streak.
Oh boy.
Which is something that I care about.
Oh, they beat the Predators last night, right?
They beat the Predators 7-2.
Oof. Yeah, Pecorine is bad.
Pecorine got pulled after 4 goals, and then Juuse Saros let in 3. Roman Josi was the only Predator on the ice. He scored both those goals.
I don't know. Was Austin Watson playing? Because he's also a Predator.
In more ways than one, yeah.
Patrick Kane played. He was a Predator on the ice, too.
fuck. Yes. But, yeah, like... Sorry, I'm checking my notes that I've sent to myself. There's not a lot. I don't have a lot of notes.
That's because we had a big week.
We did have a big week. Oh, Jordan Staal scored his 100th career Hurricanes goal, and he and Eric are now the 9th playoff brothers in NHL history to each score at least 100 goals with the same team, which is real fucking cute.
It was pretty cute. Stamkos got 400 goals.
Stamkos got 400 goals.
But why would I care? Because I don't care about the Lightning.
Jeff Carter hit 1,000 games and also scored the game-winning OT goal in his 1,000th game. A couple of other people hit milestones.
Didn't Corey Perry play his 1,000th game?
Corey Perry played his 1,000th game, and it was his, like, 14th as a star or something ridiculous. Yeah. It's one of those, like, Joel Pavelski's going to hit 1,000 games this season, too. It's going to be one of those where, like, you look back on it and you're like, wait, they got their 1,000th game with the Stars?
Yeah. It's super weird. Like,
it's still weird for Corey Perry to be
a star, yeah.
Star, especially because, like, he was injured for a while.
He's, so like, growing a beard to, like, mask the fact that he's Corey Perry.
Except it's blonde, and you can only see right up close.
Yeah, it's super weird.
It's not attractive, Corey. Please stop.
It's fine. Maybe he's going to grow it long. Maybe he's going to, like, Brent Burns it. That'd be even grosser because you're gonna see like a scraggly blonde beard. Yuck. I was talking about somebody and I said they're a bit of a gray beard now. Oh, it's the same Gagne.
Yeah.
He's like a gray beard now.
Well, he's
32. A miracle.
He's 32. A miracle. He's not 32. I think he's 30, isn't he?
I don't know. Yeah. Oh,
I mean, his number is 89, so I assume he's born in 89.
Yeah. I forget that 89 is now 30, and I'm 31.
I am going to be 32, a miracle, in just a few short weeks.
Oh, boy. What else? Do we have anything else to talk about? Anything else happen?
A total of 102 goals were scored yesterday, including shootout deciding goals. There were, like, 4 shootouts yesterday.
Yeah, somebody said nearly half of all the games went to OT or
went shootout. Past regulation.
Yeah.
You know, the teams that didn't were fucking my teams. Except for
the Stars.
But 3 of my other teams did not go to OT. I think there were only 2 teams that did not score at least 2 goals. And it was the Flames and the Leafs, and I think there was one more.
You told me this at some point, and I forgot it already.
Yeah, it's not loading, so unfortunately, no one will know.
Ever.
Yeah, I think that's probably pretty much it. It's probably
the Predators.
No, Predators scored 2.
Oh.
Oh, they at that point, they had only scored 1. Okay. So, at the end of all of the games last night, the only 2 teams that had not scored at least 2 goals were the Leafs and the Flames. And the Blue Jackets, because they didn't play.
Yeah, there we go. Got him. Oh, boy. I don't have anything else to say. Except fire Mike Babcock and pay me my money.
Fire Mike Babcock. If Kyle doesn't do anything before they play again, he's got to do something.
He's not going to.
He's got to do something.
He's not. He won't.
I mean, Babcock has like 6, he signed like a 6-year contract. It's his 5th year. He fucking, who cares? Fire him. You can afford it.
Yeah, the Leafs can afford it.
You have a really rich team. You can afford it.
Yeah, that's not cap space or anything.
No, it's not cap space. It's a team. Like, it's not like he's. It's not like it's a. It's not like Eugene Melnyk.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Because he would not, but also he wouldn't have signed a $8 million a year contract.
I think it's 6.25.
6.25. Oh, maybe it's 8 years then.
You know what?
What?
I just pulled that up, dog.
Oh, yeah, because you just screenshot it.
It is 8 years.
Oh, God. I saw...
It's a $50 million contract.
I saw a list of his, they were, like, his record or whatever. As a... Oh! Joel Quenneville hit 900 games won as a coach, and he's the second guy behind Scottie Bowman. In NHL history, because the Panthers won last night. His record, like, it just, like, after the cup, it just started to subtly go down, and now his record is 9-4 this year. Lost in the first round, lost in, or, like, missed playoffs, lost in the first round, lost in the first round, lost in the first round, 9-4.
Wow.
Something needs to be done.
Yeah.
But, yep, that's fire Mike Babcock into the sun. If we still have to talk about this next week, I'm going up to Toronto and just like, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing, Kyle?
Yeah.
All right, we should probably wrap this up.
Yeah, we got to go see a movie, so.
Yeah, I know I mentioned last week that this episode would just be us talking about the Nick Jonas and World War II movie review, but unfortunately we haven't seen it yet. So we're going to go see it in just a few minutes. But so first we have the best name in hockey this week.
Lay it on me.
I have the best name in hockey. It is Radek Smolinak.
Well, well, well.
He's 32 years old.
A miracle.
A miracle. He's still playing hockey, but in the K. Okay. Now, I think. No, he's playing in Czech.
Okay.
He's born in Czechoslovakia. He's playing right now. He was drafted, 73rd overall in the third round by Tampa Bay. He played 6 games for Tampa Bay in 2008-2009 season. They put him on waivers to send him down. Chicago claimed him off waivers. He played 1 game for the Chicago Blackhawks. I think they Chicago claimed him off waivers while he was about to get on a plane to play a game for Tampa. Or to, like, it was, like, it was in the preseason.
Mm-hmm.
And his equipment was already on the plane. And then he had to go to Europe because that was the year that the Blackhawks opened, this year too, that they opened the season in Europe. And I think it was in Prague. And he didn't have his equipment for a couple of games. And he had to, like, he's very superstitious about his equipment. He didn't have any of his stuff for a couple of games. He eventually got it back. And then he was scratched for the first 2 games of the regular season. He played 1 game. He was on the ice. He was facing off against, it was a Red Wings game, against the Red Wings. He was facing off against Brad May. I know I told him, what the fuck are you looking at, Grandpa? He's like, looking at you. He's like, you want to go? And skated away. All the fans started booing. So I'm like, I'm not going to fight him. I'm like, I can't be a fucking chicken shit. I got to go in. So I fought him. So he had 4 minutes and 46 seconds of ice time in that game and 5 penalty minutes in that game. He was 22 years old. He fought Brad May, who was like this big hulking guy who fought a lot, apparently. And then the Blackhawks put him on waivers to send him down, and Tampa Bay claimed him, sent him to their AHL team. He never played another game in the NHL.
Oh, my God.
And, like, the very next year, he signed in the K, and he's been, like, bouncing all around. He's the captain of his team right now. He's got a family. He's at home. He's having a great time. But Scott Powers of the Blackhawks wrote an article about him at the beginning of October because they're doing a thing where they're catching up with all of the members of the 2009-2010 Stanley Cup champion Blackhawks team, and he doesn't have a cup because he played 4 minutes in one game. But he was on that team, so it's a fun little story. He only played 7 games in the NHL, but he's such a cool guy because he's like, yeah, you know, just to play one shift. Like, as a kid, he would have paid so much money just to play one shift in the NHL, and he got, like, a pretty cool story out of it. And so that's this week's best name in hockey.
He plays for SC Hrapersville Yona Lakers of the National League. His last K contract was with Slovan Bratislava. I just had to go look it up. Oh my god, he's played for a bajillion teams.
Yeah. Also, I was looking at the teams that he played for, and in 2007-2008, he played for the Mississippi Seawolves, which is the team, where I'm from.
Yeah.
On the Gulf Coast. That was our team. They won a Kelly Cup in 1999, and I told everybody, I was like, no, yeah, we won the Stanley Cup. That's definitely what it was. And they were like, no, you are incredibly wrong. It was the Kelly Cup, and there's no longer a team there anymore. But that's so fucking cool, dude.
That is cool.
So he seems like a really...
He played for HC Kladno, too, which is the team that Jaromir Jagr owns.
Yeah. He is a super cool dude. It's a super cool article, too. He seems like a really neat guy. So that's this week's best name in hockey, Radek Smolinek.
All right. Dope. I like him.
Yeah.
He's cute, too.
Yeah.
Which is all I care about. As cute as one can look with a chrome dome. Anyway, we're on Twitter. You can find us at Stick to Tape.
We're also on Instagram.
So we gotta stop mentioning that, but yeah, we are.
If you have any longer questions, comments, concerns, best name in hockey suggestions, you can email us at sticktotapepod@gmail.com.
And I suppose that's...
Rate and review. Tell all your friends. Our Twitter DMs are open. We appreciate each and every one of you.
We love you to pieces.
And we definitely want to be friends with you. And don't forget to stick to tape.